All the seas are like a mikveh, and this is now going into the water that can be used for the chatas offering. And as we've mentioned before, the water had to be spring water, mayim chayim, spring water. But this opinion, Rabbi Meir, we'll see now, he holds that the seas are like a mikveh. They're not like spring water, they're like a normal mikveh, and therefore wouldn't be able to use it for the paraduma waters. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, ulemikveh hamayim kare yamim, that the pasuk in Bereishis in Genesis, and the mikveh of waters he called seas. Divrei Rabbi Meir. So he learns out from there that the sea is called, all seas are called a mikveh, not spring water, not mayim chayim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he says, disagrees. He says, Hayama gadol kamikva, only the great sea. And when he says the great sea, means the main ocean of the world. And he looks at all the oceans of the world as joined. So this would exclude inland seas, for example. The great sea, lo nimar yamim, is not called seas, ela shiyeshbo mine yamim harbe, because there are many kinds of sea in it. So Rabbi Yehuda learns out that the great sea alone, that constitutes a mikveh. That's not mayim chayim. However, the other seas are treated as springs, and the other seas would be fit for chatas water, etc. Rabbi Yossi Omer, a third opinion, he says, kol hayamim mataharin bezochalin. He says, all seas, says Rabbi Yossi, render clean by their flowing water, poislin lezavim, but they are unfit for those afflicted zav, who's seen an emission, can't immerse himself in a sea, ulamitzoraim, and for a mitzora who's been being purified from tzaras, ulakadesh men mechatas, and for the sanctifying water of the mechatas. According to Rabbi Yossi, the sea is considered a mikveh, but it is usable by anyone who needs to be purified, except for these three people, except for a Zav, a Mitzora, and for the waters of the Paraduma. The sea can't be used for these three categories of people. The Rambam brings that the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi.